Its involvement with big tobacco is equally shocking. Cynically marketing Camel cigarettes as, quotes, doing what's right, and embracing a, quotes, lust for living. They failed to notice the irony when recommending that the client, quotes, dip into their robust toolkit and look at a, quotes, killer idea approach. Killer indeed. In 2006, the US Justice Department found tobacco companies guilty of racketeering, and four of them were McKinsey clients. The finding stated that the defendants had known many of these facts, that cigarettes are addictive and deadly, and they've consistently and repeatedly denied them and used enormous skill and sophistication to mislead the public, the government, and the public health community. The cases keep coming. The company was closely involved in the Enron scandal and had no qualms about advising the Allstate Insurance Company to, quotes, win by exploiting the economics of the practice of law. To you and me, that means stalling and delaying claims, or making very fast, time-limited and very low compensation offers to customers with a take-it-or-lose-it ultimatum. Employees who refused to implement this policy were then classified as JIJ, job in jeopardy. What's good about it? None of this is, of course, good. The prevailing theme of McKinsey is one of obfuscation. Their so-called solutions involve little or no sacrifice from the world's billionaires or big corporations. Instead, they focus on doing well by doing good, with small measures to address pressing problems that often call for collective action. It's good PR. One former consultant questions the entire premise of the organisation, saying that it makes the rich and powerful feel virtuous about the incremental good deeds that their companies do under the banner of corporate social responsibility, while their core businesses continue to inflict harm. The message to these companies from McKinsey is to challenge them to do more good, but never tell them to do less harm. The underlying system of capitalism must never be questioned. Another lever pulled no punches in a resignation email, describing it as an amoral institution which in many cases causes detriment to society, McKinsey's reputation, and the planet. What you have to watch. Some reviews suggest that the authors have it in for McKinsey and are biased against it. But as a neutral, it's hard not to be shocked by the hypocrisy and greed of it all. Decide for yourself.